Blog Talk Radio.
Yesterday got nothing for me, you know. I'm talking about negativity, you know. You know, family or people that I deal with directly, or understanding, education, or really vital things are important to me. Maybe there's some people that I reminisce that I would like to meet again, but probably not. But if they come to me directly, then it'd be good. You know, something that's positive, holidays, etc. Not somebody. I don't want to deal with somebody who I have not seen in years, who represent who don't come to me directly, and because that's kind of negative, you know. Doesn't make sense. I had to deal with people directly. I don't want to deal with people who are evil. This includes people from LA. You know, from whether 10 years, 15 years ago, or where I worked or whatever, they were not my friends or whatever, and they come in around me, okay, they're homeless or whatever. I don't understand that. They can get help with a counselor. If they come to me directly and I give them help with a counselor or something, that would be good. If it's somebody from my college, university, they can come to me directly, SGI, whatever. That's how you deal with people. We don't go around, I wouldn't go follow them around or anybody without them knowing, because that would be inappropriate or violate their space, because that's a law, and that's basic common sense. I have to be this way because I came from situations in the past and also currently where family members have been hurt, family members have been killed, and I don't want to be a statistic. I had some bad situations, but I learned through being around people and observation through mentors and so on to be as best person to myself so I can be as good as a person to others. And that is how it is. I must deal with things directly or people directly. Anybody, you know, understanding how to deal with people and know how to have the custom of having common sense and understanding other individuals, and especially myself. So yesterday has got nothing for me. It don't. I had so many obstacles and so many tribulations that it was impossible for me to understand what happened yesterday. Because the topic is to these people that come around me, if they're evil, did something that's not good, and don't come to me directly, then don't come around. Because if someone comes around me directly and it's asked me, blah, 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 and I say yes or no, I want to hang around or I don't, then that's all I need to do is bye-bye that and move on. In my past, I had individuals who did not want to hang around me, and I had to bye-bye that. I really did, including someone who I thought was a friendship, which wasn't, which I learned that I had to have positive friendships, you know, who didn't just all of a sudden did not want to be around me. So I thought I came around them after a month or two of not seeing them around, because I, you know, after he didn't come around, I stayed away for a month, about a month, and then I came around again. I was, because we've been friends for 2 straight years. We was hanging out all the time. He did not want to be me around, but I came to him directly, so I let him be. I never came back over there again. So I have to abide by people's wishes, because if I don't, then I would turn into a stalker or a trespasser, and that'd be wrong. And I wouldn't want them filing a restraining order on me, because I ain't gonna never be obsessed or stalk someone around who don't want me around. But at the same time, if there are people who I do want to hang out with, who I haven't seen like, you know, 10 years ago, 15 or whatever, and they come around directly, then I'd be like, hi, how are you doing? Let's blah, blah, blah. Move on. This includes people from my hometown. You know, I've heard, you know, to my sister that they coming out here. If I haven't seen them since childhood, I really don't know them. Just because you know someone as a child doesn't mean you know them as an adult. And if they don't, and they come out here by my car, in the car, and they have not told me, then that's kind of weird. Actually, that doesn't make sense. That's kind of dangerous, you know? Because dangerous people do that. They trespass, they violate boundaries, they come around people without them knowing. And I'm like, if they had some sense, come to me directly if I knew them. But if I don't, keep away. Because I lived a very difficult life. Not only seeing tragedies in my life and seeing deaths of a family member and people I really care about recently, to know that I don't want to be a statistic by some evil deed and understanding the present and the past before my own situation to, if I have respect for myself, I must have respect for others. And I truly do. So that is where it is. It's just having respect. This broadcast is stemming from the previous broadcast of the same topic. Don't come around if you're evil, did something, or did not come to me directly, due to the fact that it was canceled. So I apologize to those who are listening to two broadcasts. And again, I'm trying to be careful what I say, because what I say online is very important. Because, yes, speaking on podcasts, people will hear, and I know to some degree they will take that what I say as an example or a situation that is connected to my personality. And my personality is try to be understandable and respectable, but more importantly, reasonable and having common sense in talking to the public, because I go by basic common sense methods in dealing with people and especially myself. I mean, the reason why I bring up situations that were tough is because I came and dealt with situations where I was a target of bigotry. I was a target where people tried to press my buttons because they were evil, they were dangerous for years. I have dealt with so many horrific situations that taught me to be a better person, but also I had to be very careful in how I deal with situations myself. I tweet things and I talk about things that's going on in my life because it's my way of expressing and communicating of the truth of what's going on. I mean, when individuals come around who I don't know or have not contacted me directly saying they don't like me, they threaten me, or say false things or criminal things, like they're going to use my songs or they don't want me in the industry, they don't want me to succeed, and I did nothing to them. I did nothing to them. They have not told me anything. They have said things that doesn't make sense. Then I realized how the danger of someone with a mental illness and living out on the street, or someone with a mental illness and being a mentally ill criminal can be. While most people with mental health diagnoses are not dangerous, a few are, and it's just unfortunate. And I have to stay away from negativity. And at the same time, one of these people have said I was a role model. I am not a role model to a criminal or a dangerous person. I did not set myself to be a role model. However, that's why I mentioned about doing these podcasts, just to be aware and to know that I am, and to some extent, a public person. And I will say this, that I try to be careful because I know people will listen. But people don't know me personally. So whatever I say on these podcasts is not the whole or the total part of my personality. So we need to keep it in that perspective and learning how to deal with people. I was falsely accused of being a criminal. I was a crime victim, but through it all, I keep going. Because calling attention to the LAPD and making sure that I'm safe and making sure that I hang around positive people is the key. and making sure that I take care of myself, most importantly. Because I have to. It's important that I do the right thing and making sure that my needs are met. Because that's how I get by, and that's how the way to live is tell the truth, respect for myself, and respect for others. But again, yesterday has the past is over, and for me, it's something to forget. But the present is to learn and to move on. And that's all I have to say in this situation. If anyone don't understand what I'm saying in this podcast, then I'm sorry. Then you should contact me directly and not make your own opinions. But if you do, then just let it be. And I want you to know that perception is not always based on reality if it's negative. But as I said before, and this is the second broadcast that was relating to people who may have come around from the past, whether in L.A. or Buffalo. I don't want them coming around if they do not come to me directly, because that's common sense. I don't like people making assessments about my life and so on who have not contacted me directly or don't even know me, because that doesn't make sense either. But as I will mention about the situation in relation to my music. Yes, some people think I'm a celebrity. I'm not that big of a celebrity. That is my goal. I'm not in a magazine. I'm not on a Billboard chart. But yes, I have some fame. And I think that is, to some degree, the situation as it is. That is something that I have to deal with. But I shouldn't be experiencing to some huge extent a person who's a celebrity like Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber deal with, because I don't have millions of followers or fans. Of course, I am a professional singer-songwriter, and I've been doing it for years. I'm aspiring, right? And that is my goal. But I wouldn't know how to handle it if I got to that bigger situation. But at this time, I'm just thinking about just living in the present, continuing to create, and continuing to communicate the truths. And that is, I like anybody that I don't come across in the past or someone new to contact me directly if they want to have any contact with me. If not, forget about it, because that doesn't make sense if you come around me without knowing. And I don't want to hang around no evil people or anything. It's important for me to hang around as many as positive people. And being positive also means it's a choice to be alone than to be with somebody who's dangerous. Can't hang around with somebody who's dangerous or insane. Because positive is the key to understanding my life and taking care of myself. And at the same time, respect of others at the same time. Good day, good night from Duff Knight.